Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, it's brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joining me again from DeSantis Holster is Gene DeSantis. Good afternoon, young fella.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I am good. I've been thinking a little bit, and I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. It seems like, and I'd like to know how this impacts the holster industry as well. There's always somebody trying to figure out a better place to carry a gun on you. You know, cross draw, appendix, strong side, smaller back, shoulder holster, deep cover, all this other stuff. How many more different ways do you think there's going to be to where people are going to say, I'm going to carry the gun here?
I don't think there'll ever be an end to it. Somebody's going to want that thing in their armpit or in their crotch. It's never going to stop. But you know what? Carrying a gun is, and selecting a holster is such a personal thing. I mean, everyone, we're all built differently. So what may be very good for me might not work for you or someone else. So it's I always suggest go to the store, try these things on, and then make a selection. And by the time you're done, you'll have a drawer full of holsters, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I've moved from a drawer to one of those moving Tupperware containers. And that's just the ones that I've remembered to put in there. Now, with you, for a company like you that does so many different holsters out of so many different shapes and form factors and everything, like, I had noticed one, and I didn't know you made a version of it, which looks like a really good version of it, but this one is called the Veiled Partner.
Veiled Partner, yes. That's something brand spanking new for us, and we haven't quite released it yet. I think we got another couple of weeks before we let it out the doors.
Well, the thing I like about that form factor is you can unscrew those loops that are on either side of it and flip them upside down, and then it rides higher, can't you?
Yes. Not only that, but you can turn them inside and change the size of the opening for different belts. It could be either an inch and a half or an inch and three quarter. And they'll adjust. It adjusts infinitely. Cross-draw, strong side, straight up and down, whatever you want. That holster fits a lot of different people that will, no matter what they ask for, this will do it if it's an OWB, not to be confused with in the pants holster.
Right, right.
But we actually designed that thing such that if you look down at the top of it, you'll see that there's like a, looking at the very top of the holster where the muzzle would go in, there's like an S curve to it. And that S actually draws the butt of that weapon in right against your ribs. And, it really maximizes concealment.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing now. I mean, more and more people are carrying now. There's more and more. We're about to have another constitutional carry state. Even in my state, they're considering open carry with training. So, you know, things are beginning to shift. And I do you think there is, as far as you're concerned, because you make the stuff to draw from, if you had to have a choice between outside the waistband and inside the waistband, which one is going to be a more efficient way to present a gun in the event that you have to get one out there really quick? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I say on the waistband.
Yeah.
That's the way I learned many years ago, and I'm accustomed to that. Although the new methods of firearm training, they're a little bit different than the way I learned, but the old way still works. It works well.
I'm going to presume you carry a gun. What kind of a gun do you carry?
3.42, a little mouse gun. One of my friends from retired from the FBI. He always makes fun of me like that. You still carry that little mouse gun? Because, you know, if we're up to him, I should have my Browning high power on. But you know what? In South Florida, you dress with shorts all the time. You just can't schlep around a big, heavy gun. And rather than go out without, you know, unarmed, I have that 3.42. It's like 10.5 ounces.
Right.
I mean, it's really not a burden to carry it. But I also carry spare ammo.
Well, yeah, that you got to do that. But just out of curiosity, because I do that too. Now, you guys also carry a line of what I refer to as sticky holsters, which are, they're more.
One of our competitors actually coined that word, and I think good for him. But, you know, before I made the first Nemesis holster, there were no rubberized holsters other than Uncle Mike's was making them with a little strip around it.
Right.
But I popularized that. And my only regret with that is that I did not apply for utility patent on that, like I did on so many of my other holsters. That one, I failed to do that, and it was a mistake. I would have had that market paying me royalties.
Well, I mean, the reason I point that out is I know of some companies that sell, like, that kind of holster. And I know of some companies that might sell, like, a inside-outside-the-waistband type configuration in Kydex. For certain things. You're the only one I know of that literally manufactures and markets every form factor that I've seen out there.
Whatever you can conceive of, I mean, we have got it, especially with the Kydex. I mean, that's we have them in the pants, IWBs, on the belt. We have a locking holster. I don't think anybody's really doing that. One that self-locks. It's an OWB Kydex holster, one of those square or rectangular varieties that are so popular today. But ours has got a built-in lock that engages the trigger guard itself, and you know it's an audible click, and you can't pull it up unless you hit the release mechanism that's built into it. However, don't let that alarm you. That release mechanism, which we call our check lock, is so intuitive that it does not require any training. In fact, I saw somebody, we couldn't have paid them to do this, but it was great. They did a video on retention holsters, and they had a number of different brands. I'm not going to mention whose they were, but some of them were defeated in milliseconds. Others required a few seconds, 2 or 3 seconds. And the fellow that was, you know, the big gorilla they got to try to snatch these guns away was not familiar with any of the operating systems. So it was really an even test for everybody.
Well, let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the first break. I want to talk some more holsters with you. I've got an idea for a thing I want to do. See if you're up for that, and I'm pretty sure you will be because you're not exactly shy in retiring. You can find everything that we're talking about right now at this particular moment at DeSantisHolster.com. That is in singular. And right now, if you save 20% off the Superfly through February 12th, 2021, use code 20SF21 at checkout. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. We'll be right back.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. That's where I'm at. We're speaking to Gene DeSantis. You know, Gene, we talk a lot about the holster, which, you know, the holster is a very integrated part of your carry system. But the holster has to attach to you a certain way, and we've never talked about your belts.
Okay, but you got to let me finish what I was saying just for the break.
Yes, sir.
That trigger, now that holster I was describing.
Yes, sir.
Self-locking, you know, you push that weapon into the holster, even gravity will lock it. And coming out, it's totally intuitive. That triggering mechanism is right where your thumb goes when you take a ready combat grip on it. It does not interfere with your draw. It's lightning fast and outstandingly secure. Now back to you, Bill.
Well, yeah. Retention is a very important thing. And but back to the belts. I mean, the belts are just about as I have just about as I've tried so many belts now that I have like a box of belts too.
That happens. I mean, you want something really stiff. If you're carrying a large weapon, you know, that's a pound or more, you really need a belt that's designed for that purpose, to carry the weight of that weapon. Rather than having that weight all dead-ended at one spot on the belt, you need something that's stiff enough that distributes that weight over a much larger area. And we have something for the everyday carry, which is, I don't know the number, E25, something like that. Very inexpensive, and this thing just lasts and lasts. We're not looking for the high-end market because there are numerous people making multiple layer belts, front and back are full grain leather, and they're putting a piece of kydex or something around the inside to do the same thing that this belt does for much less money.
Yeah.
But they're not available in every color, black only. It's just like Henry Ford. You can have every color you want, or any color you want, as long as it's black.
Right. Well, I mean, I see the belts that you have, and I mean, I believe you call this one the EDC belt. It is a 1.5-inch belt. Is that right? About $36.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. 1.5-inch. And it's almost a quarter of an inch thick. I mean, this thing is really, it's very stiff.
Well, it says here that you designed it to be the underbelt for somebody putting a duty belt on it, so it has to be stiff because it's going to have all of these fasteners on it, fastening the duty belt to it, right?
No. I don't have a catalog in front of me to get the number, but it's the, it's one of our, it's an E number.
Right.
Standing for economy. And, I think they're around $25, $27, something like that. And, it's a standalone belt. You wear this on your slacks and you mount your weapon right on this belt. It's definitely not an underbelt.
Okay. Maybe this is it. The Garrison belt? Yeah.
No?
Okay.
You're gonna have to look that up.
I'm not trying to be unreasonable. I only, you know, I know you can't possibly with all the stuff that you sell. And let me ask you this.
The number of different style holsters we make is, it's mind-boggling. There's such a variety in our line. And I just, no one can remember them all, except maybe
sure.
My son, Chet.
Now, you make a lot of stuff that is based, you've done a lot of things with law enforcement. Is law enforcement, the development of law enforcement products, is that a really good test bed for you to figure out what's going to work and what isn't for guys that have to wear it all day, every day, getting in and out of a car and everything?
Absolutely. In fact, the belt you're talking about was, it grew out of something that we designed for NYPD. And I'm still looking for a catalog.
Well, you don't have to look for a catalog. We don't have to get that detailed. I mean, you know, the thing I notice about your belts, and when you go down, when you get to DeSantisHolster.com, go to catalog, and it'll be in belts. And They have them 1 half inch, 1 1/4 inch, 1 3/4, and 2 1/4 inch duty belts, which a duty belt, that's probably a little more than most people need. I would think.
Especially a police item.
Yeah. So, unless you're in law enforcement, which, you know, some of you may be, but the belt is a, as I found out, I found that out the hard way this weekend. I'll have to tell you that offline. But I think what I'd like to do, with your blessing, of course, you know, you'll have to ask Chad to. I think I would like to do an evaluation of what a guy who's going on 60 wants to try to carry. If you guys would allow me to try that out, I got one gun that I carry most of all. We'll have to have that discussion offline too. I don't want to go into too many details on that, but it falls in line with what I talked about earlier today. So, anyway, the other thing that I noticed that I didn't know that you guys did is I didn't realize you carried swag. I could have had a DeSantis ball cap running around here all over the place for days on end. So that's definitely something I got to talk to Chad to.
You got to get on the horn with Chad. He's sending you out actually a package tomorrow, and
Oh, cool.
You could throw some hats there. It's not a big deal.
But
hey, let me tell your listeners about an experience I had.
We have a minute.
It might save them a lot of grief down the road. And
okay,
it's about keeping your guns free from moisture. Can I get started?
You can. Why don't you set it up? We got 45 seconds, and you can finish it on the other side.
Okay. Everyone is probably familiar with those little containers that you can buy that absorb moisture. There's some kind of hydroscopic powder or some, granules in there. They absorb the moisture. And I will tell you never to use them inside of a safe. And I'll explain that my dilemma after the break.
And for all of this stuff that we're talking about right now, for the catalog, and you can shop by firearm and all the other stuff, and look at the belts, and look at the bags, and look at the apparel. You can find this at DeSantisHolster.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are getting a virtual tour of a coronavirus vaccination center at a stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
State Farm Stadium is the first 24/7 vaccination site in Arizona. We are averaging between 8,000 and 9,000 vaccines per day.
The virtual tour being conducted by Dr. Kara Crist, director of the Arizona Department of Health Services. State Farm Stadium is host of the Arizona Cardinals NFL team. Facebook announced on Monday that it will take down posts with claims about vaccines that health organizations or its fact-checkers deem false. Facebook adding that they will begin enforcing this policy immediately, adding that the focus will be on publishers, groups, and accounts that violate its rules. Twitter made that same announcement regarding vaccines in December. and you're listening to USA Radio News. Texas Congressman Ron Wright is dead after battling cancer and testing positive for COVID-19. Wright's family confirmed the congressman passed away Sunday evening. The 67-year-old Republican was hospitalized in September due to complications with his cancer treatment and tested positive for coronavirus a few weeks ago. Wright was first elected to his seat during the 2018 midterm election and won re-election last November. President Biden is reportedly giving up a hike to the federal minimum wage in the COVID-19 relief bill on the concern that it might doom the bill's chances at passage.
I put it in, but I don't think it's going to survive. I'm prepared, as President of the United States, on a separate negotiation on minimum wage to work my way up from what it is now.
Biden speaking there on CBS News. Senator Bernie Sanders says, though, he won't support the bill without a hike in the minimum wage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Gene DeSantis, and he sort of teased you. He's talking about storing guns and how you shouldn't do something. Can you finish that particular story, sir?
Yes. These are some of my personal guns that I keep here in South Florida. I've got more up in New York, that's for sure. I mean, in the factory, we have literally hundreds of them, and we take much better care than I had here. Well, what I did with that hydroscopic little container that sucks up all the moisture in the safe, I was relying on that. I come and go, and I take a look at it every couple of weeks, and I forgot to look at it for maybe a month. And it exploded, but it spilled all over. And I had a prized Browning High Power in one of my alligator holsters. It was in the safe, and it spilled onto that, and it got rock hard, and it rusted my favorite gun. I just love to shoot that gun. But in any case, you should avoid those things, you know, like the plague. Do what I did, actually. After the fact, I drilled out the safe, and I put in the heaters, you know, the fire rods, I call them. But it generates enough heat to suck up any moisture in there, and it keeps everything very safe and dry. And months later, it might have been 8-9 months later, I discovered another gun that was affected by it. And I hadn't touched that gun in a long time. And there was a 1911 that one of my friends made up for me, and I just discovered that I couldn't even get it apart. But I gave it to one of my buddies that I was out to dinner with last night, and he called me up bright and early this morning and told me, everything's back to normal. I took most of the rust off. You're not going to be disappointed. So that's the story. Don't economize on a dryer for your safe, like I did. That was really a silly thing I did. But get yourself a fire rod or the other. There are many different ways you can dry that safe out, but be careful with it and try not to use those devices that I described before. And back to you, Bill. Hello?
Can you hear me now? How about that?
Hear you loud and clear.
Okay, sorry about that. That was my bad. Stereotypically, whenever I'm looking at something in the movies, it used to be everybody, all the good guys were always wearing a shoulder holster.
And a white hat.
And a white hat. So how feasible is it in today's world to run around with a shoulder holster? Because I've tried to run around with a shoulder holster with just a big puffy shirt over it. And it still sort of shows. And maybe I'm not the right body type for that, but, I mean, how prevalent are those nowadays?
Well, we sell a pile of them, and ours is, it's taken shape over almost 50 years. So, I mean, we've had a lot of changes over the years, and we've got it to the point where it's about as good as it's going to get. Ours typically does not. We didn't design it so it hangs horizontally with
right.
The muzzle point right at the rear. We actually drop it down on an angle and the butt lower than the muzzle.
Right.
And that feels much, I mean, just imagine the gun, put the gun on the side of your body straight horizontal or drop the grip down and you'll see that your body, unless you're a gigantic guy, it's much easier to conceal with that holster that I just described.
Yeah, I've looked at those. I've tried to, I would imagine that those, are those good for people that have bad backs? I know with certain places where, for a while with my back, when I would carry inside the waistband, I was just killing myself. It'd be pressing right up against a nerve or something that would be the wrong nerve. And I went trying to figure out which is the best way to carry, which I sort of look at a shoulder holster in the same way I do your fanny pack, which is a little bit sort of considered off body. What do you think?
The shoulder holster is, if you got the right weather for it, you wouldn't want to be wearing one of these things here in South Florida. But in the cooler temperatures, as long as you're wearing an outer garment, they work just fine.
Yeah.
And the way we make them, it's very broad right over your shoulder and going down towards your chest. That's the widest part of it, rather than making, one-inch straps. Those things just cut into you after a couple hours.
Right.
They're just not comfortable. They look cool, but they're not comfortable. And ours also pivot at, the four points in the back that hold the left side to the right side, they all pivot. The holster itself pivots at both connecting points. The magazine pouch pivots at four points. Our magazine pouches, you could wear them horizontally, vertical, with the lower part of the magazine down, or at an angle. You can wear them at like a 45-degree angle, which is ideal, but very few people know to do that. I guess we have to come out with a better set of instructions. Let them know that this could happen.
Yeah, that might do it. I mean, but you got to remember who you're selling to, Gene. I mean, how many guys actually look at instructions on anything?
Oh, please.
I had a piece of tech come in yesterday that I had to install. And I've never used it before, and I, the instructions, they just went flying. I stuck it there, boom, started trying to figure out what was had it put together incorrectly. So then I looked at the instructions. It was a very easy fix, thank goodness. But
well, you know, without reading them, sometimes, you know, you can endanger yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll tell you another story if you want to hear it.
Well, you can set it up. We got a minute. So okay. Set it up.
Set it up. At a gun show, one of our dealers was selling car holsters there. And along comes a fellow from U.S. Customs who happened to be a firearms instructor. And he showed the dealer the gun he wanted to carry, and he wanted to buy just a belt holster with a thumb break, our number one holster. And the dealer immediately told him, you can't put that gun in one of these holsters. It's dangerous. He had a trigger shoe on a Colt Detective Special. And with that, I'll leave you for the rest of the story after break.
Yeah. One of the things I've noticed with DeSantis, and you can find this out by going to DeSantisHolster.com, there is literally, if you're any sort of a gun carrier, like they have a tanker holster there. I carried a tanker holster for years when I was in the military. And I mean, they make a brand spanking new one. It looks identical to that. Some of these things that you can't find, then they've, you know, and they also have the latest Kydex hotness, light bearing weapons, retention holsters, all this other stuff for duty, for tactical. It doesn't matter. They got the belts to go with it. They got the underbelts to go with it. They got the bags to carry everything to one place. You can do it all in one stop, one shop. DeSantisHolster.com. Find it all right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Come on, great.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential
nutrients. I'm on a break right now. I'm doing a live radio show.
Now has Beyond Tangy
Tangy. I do it every few weeks, a month, or whatever. Yeah.
16 vitamins, 12.
You can listen in, but
packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Gene DeSantis from DeSantis Holster, currently down in Florida, and he was setting us up in the last go-around. So please continue that story, please, sir.
Okay, we're talking about the gun show that advised this firearms instructor from U.S. Customs not to use this particular holster with his Colt Detective Special and a wide trigger shoe on it. But he knew everything, you know, that you couldn't tell him anything, according to the information I got from that dealer. Anyway, he ordered the holster. They wound up sending it to him. And what do you think the first thing he did when he took it out in the box? Took it out in the box, put the bottom of that holster, the muzzle end, in his hand, pushed the Detective Special into it, and just like we told him it would happen, discharged that gun, put a 38 Special right through his hand. So it's often, you know, I say read the literature that accompanies the product.
Yeah, I shouldn't have laughed at that, but I was about to ask you, did he shove the loaded gun in there first and foremost, and...
Not only did he shove the loaded gun in, you know, the trigger shoe pulled back, you know, pulled the trigger back, and it discharged right into his hand.
Right.
Put a 38 through the palm of his hand because he knew it all.
Now, did you have to were you the agent they came to when they changed over from the wheel gun to the Glock? And how many real problems? I've read all these horror stories about NYPD when they changed over to the Glock. How bad was it for them when they switched over to that gun?
You know, it was an ongoing process. It took years to get everybody. I mean, they have about, I think they're close to 40,000 sworn. So they all had, you know, they all got their Glocks. But they did not mandate that the wheel guns, you had to use the Glock and not the wheel guns. So it took, I bet it took about 12 years to filter out the last of the wheel guns that the guys were carrying and just refused to give them up. But they had a lot of problems getting through the system. I mean, 40,000, you know, you train an army, it takes a while, but, you know, your range has only got so many positions, and you've got only so many range officers, so it takes a lot of time. And, you know, there were accidents and mistakes, and it happened. But there, that first year with those things, I think we got about 90,000 piece order between the belts and the magazines and the duty belts, and it was a lot of business. It was a windfall.
When that happens, like in a city like New York City, where I would imagine most of the candidates to be police officers in New York City are from New York City or the surrounding boroughs, is the problems that they have with the firearms training due to the fact that they're just not raised with them? They have no experience with them when they get there?
That's part of it, absolutely. But, you know, that's really turning around now, because there are so many departments now that are putting those RMR sights on the back of those guns.
Right.
You know, on the back, replacing the sight. And, you know, if you've used those things, you know, just a new shooter can pick that gun up and for the first time he can be on his target, and they have little or no trouble with that sight. It makes firearms training so much easier. I remember some years ago. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, what about these guys that have been doing this a while? Do they have to unlearn? I know I did.
It's a lot. You know, the habits, the old habits die. They don't die quickly. You got to, you know, they offered it. There was a 3-day transitional course. So, I mean, do the numbers, 40,000 men and 3 days on the range. So they got two groups through there a week, and that's it.
Wow.
It took them a long time to get those people through.
So they're switching over to optics then, huh? That's good. I like that they are. What about the thing with the New York trigger? I've heard that they have a 12-pound Glock trigger in the New York City issue Glock.
Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, if that doesn't throw your score off, nothing will. I mean, a double-action revolver you can deal with, but a Glock with 12 pounds, it takes a lot of getting used to.
Well, is that true? Is that the trigger pull on those?
New York, I'm not sure if it's 8 or 12 pounds, but it's very heavy. I had one in one of my Glocks. I tried it out, and I said, oh, God, I can't live with this. Take it the hell out.
Is this why, like, I've read stories about people, like, cops rolling up on somebody and them having to go to guns and them shooting a bunch of civilians. Is this because the trigger outweighs the gun? And when they're having to pull that, they're actually pulling the gun off target by pulling that trigger?
That could very well be. You know, you think about it, the harder you have to pull, the more you're going to, you know, for me, I would be putting my shots down range all to the left with that trigger.
Right.
Without a ton of practice.
And why did that, is it because, see, when you told me about the guy shoving the gun in there loaded to make sure of the fit and finish, and then he blew a hole through his hand, the first thing I thought was I'd heard about all of these officers that had accidental discharges, or negligent discharges, rather, with their Glocks when they got their Glocks. And I was just wondering, do they all run around with their finger in the trigger guard because of unfamiliarity with guns?
Well, more people have accidents doing just that. That finger never goes in that trigger guard unless you're ready to squeeze it off.
Right. That has always fascinated me to hear about that. Like, I heard about some guy that apparently wanted to commit suicide by cops, so he killed his boss in front of the Empire State Building. And a couple of New York's finest ran up on him and shot 9 civilians while they were trying to shoot him.
Good God.
Oh. I understand why you hang out in Florida all the time. So that's all pretty interesting. Are you going to, like, for you now, you have guns on the premises, but you're not actually selling guns. does it even, with the exception of their COVID lockdowns and everything else that they have going on in New York, does it, does the anti-gun atmosphere affect you in any way, shape, or form because of what you make?
It doesn't really affect us. No, I would have to say no. But with the exception, you know, the people that want to carry their guns into New York City, you know, go in for dinner and take your gun, living outside of the boroughs, they can't do it. So it affects a lot of people. And cross that line, and God forbid you should have an accident in your car and the police go through your car, you're going to get arrested if you have a gun in there.
Yep.
It's good throughout the entire state, but they exempt the five boroughs of New York City. We saw a photograph of Eleanor Roosevelt's pistol license from God knows when. She was 72 years old at that time when she got that license. And right at the top of that license, it said, not valid in within the limits of the city of New York.
Yeah. Well, before we run out of time, I'm going to give you a buzz tomorrow, and we'll talk about this project. And then I want to have you back next week to discuss this project, simply because I don't know why I haven't thought about this, but I want to thank you very much for taking the time to join me today. It's always great to have you on the show.
It's always great to be here. It's you know, I enjoy it.
So, the world according to DeSantis, it is a great world according to DeSantis, and I thoroughly enjoy that. I will be in touch with you tomorrow, sir.
Very good, Bill. Looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. More to come as we go through it all. But it is still a great world. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.